Good morning. Good morning. How are you on this fine, fine, beautiful day? Hope you're having a great day today. I hope you are excited today, because today is a day that the Lord hath made. We'll be glad. We will rejoice in it. Rejoice in every single moment that you have under the sun in this cosmos, in this arrangement. Be thankful. Be happy. Continually give God that sacrifice, praise. Praise Him and thank Him. I was reading this morning and, I'm just thankful for everything. I just continually pray for my brother that his hand gets back to 100%. And God is so good. I mean, the fact that he's even here is a miracle. But I was reading this morning in 2 Peter, and I go over this verse all the time, but I wanted to continue with it. If you go to 2 Peter, chapter 1, verse 2, it says, "Grace, which is God's loving disposition, and peace, which is the state of undisturbed well-being, be multiplied or make you full through the instrument of having the knowledge," which is a true and personal relationship with an object where you hear from that object and you heed his advice. So having a knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. It's two different things. Grace, you're going to see God's loving disposition for you and you're going to be in a state of undisturbed well-being. It'll fill you up, and the instrument of doing that is having a true and personal relationship with God and His Son, Jesus Christ. That's what godliness means when it talks about your relationship with God. But if you go to verse 3, it says, "According as His divine power hath been given to us, all things for life and godliness through the knowledge," or for the purpose of reaching the epignosis of Him that hath called us to glory and virtue. And virtue is superiority, that which gives a man his worth, his efficiency, his moral excellence, his quality. God's power, which is spiritual, hath been given to us in order to reach, for the purpose of reaching that epignosis, having a true and personal relationship with Him. Christ died, His Son, Christ's Son, or God's Son, died for us in order to be spiritually reconnected. We're reconnected to God. When man was born body, soul, and spirit. But when Adam transgressed against God, the spirit died. That spiritual connection with God was lost. And man walked through the carnal nature, through his five senses. But once Christ came and died for us, we received the spirit that reconnects you to God. God can only communicate with that in and of itself. He communicates with spirit. That's why it's so beautiful. You can build the relationship with God again. Verse 4, "Whereby are given to us exceeding and great and precious promises, that by these ye might become partakers of the divine nature," that spiritual nature, "having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust." The old man is enmity, the five senses of the carnal mind is in enmity with God. It's in direct opposition with God. And those things produced death. If you follow the carnal nature, that leads to death. If you follow the spiritual nature, it's life in all of its manifestations. It's the life that God has for you. Verse 5, "And besides this, giving all diligence," or speed or haste, "add to your faith virtue," or moral excellence. Once you believe in the name of Jesus Christ, you're righteous with God. You are upright with God, period. There's nothing you can do that can change that. You're righteous. You're a son of God. Now, after that, you have to make a choice. Do you choose to walk in the carnal nature, or do you choose to walk in the spiritual nature? The law died to us. Now, all the law was there was to bring us to Christ and to show you what it is to walk in a separate way in opposition to God. God kind of laid it out with the Ten Commandments. So what do? You get to choose. "And besides this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue," which is moral excellence, "and to virtue knowledge," which is that gnosko, it's experiential knowledge. "And experiential knowledge, temperance," or self-control, "and to temperance," or self-control, "patient enduring," and to patient enduring, godliness, which is having that relationship with God, "and to godliness, brotherly kindness," and to brotherly kindness, charity. Do you notice the steps? There's steps to get there. It starts with faith, then you clean your life up. After you clean your life up, you've experienced it, you've learned how to clean your life up. After that, you start exhibiting self-control. After self-control, that moves to godliness and having that patient endurance. I mean, it's just a beautiful way that God set everything up, the building blocks of getting to know God, getting to clean up your life, getting to walk in that spiritual, I don't want to say spiritual excellence, but it's a totally different walk than you would have if you walked in the carnal nature. And it's so obvious because the choices you choose it's just out of reverence. There's so many things in the world that are just messed up. It really is. And I have a hard time staying in the now. Better is the sight of the eyes than the wandering of the desire. But if you know that God's there for you day in, day out, and you take the steps to grow your believing, not your faith, but your believing, having that firm reliance, you will see a change in your life. And the more you do that, the more you will start to build that relationship in your life. And that's what it's about. Pray the big prayers today. Pray the small prayers. Lift everything up in the name of Jesus Christ. When you pray, it's always to God. It's never to Jesus Christ. It's not biblical. It's not the same thing. It's God and then His Son, Jesus Christ. You pray to God, lifting it up in the name of His Son, Jesus Christ, with that sacrifice of thanksgiving. Have a great day. God bless you and your family. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Well, Heavenly Father, thank you so much for everything you do for me and my family. I pray that you take care of everything that needs to get done, that you give me the strength to do it and the energy to knock it out and to not quit. I thank you again for how you've worked with me with my golf game. I am very, very thankful for that. I thank you for your Son and what He did for us that we can live this way. I pray for your believers today that you take care of them, that you bless them. If there's anything that I need to ask, that you put that on my heart that you just take care of them. I thank you again for your word and how much of a blessing it is and for the years you've worked with me with that. And I thank you again for today, for a great day, for a beautiful day. And again, I thank you for your Son. I lift up a great day to you in the name of my Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus.